Huge congrats, man. Oh boy, the Lopers moving on. You're still playing. That's all you want to do. I was reading all the details and the website and everything. 600-mile trip to where you went. Holy smokes. You probably thought making this trip, you'd never get there, did you?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, getting to Denver is actually kind of fast. As soon as we hit those mountains, oh, it's such a slow trek going up those mountains. Because it's all the time you're driving through there, you got about 3 hours just driving in the mountain, 3.5 hours, even though it's not that, it's probably only 120, 150 miles.
Yeah, you're probably winding around a lot of curves and stuff like that, and so it just takes a little bit more time, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It felt like forever anyway.
But I'm sure the celebration was big time on the way home, going to, you know, Western State, knocking them off, a 13th ranked team in the country, 31-24. You withstood a kind of a late run by that team, and boy, just another nice win, wasn't it?
Heck yeah, that's what you got to do. You drink beer. People kind of say survive. The thing is, playoffs kind of like survive and prevail. We kind of had this prepared prevail mentality. Just make sure we're ready to do what we need to do instead of holding on. We kind of want to thrive through it.
Now, as far as your defensive unit, did you feel like you guys did pretty satisfied with what you did defensively?
I felt like we did a pretty good job. I mean, second half, I think they said we held only 3 points in the second half, and then their rushing, we held them to only like 100, half of their rushing at what they're averaging per game. So I feel like we did a pretty decent job holding them back.
Yeah, looking at the stats here, 235 passing yards, 150 rushing. So that's well behind what they usually run.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think, yeah, they just, like I said, I'm pretty sure they usually average over 300. So I'd say we did a pretty decent job.
I'd say time of possession by your offense. I mean, you cut the ball to, what, almost 10 more minutes. So I'm sure that played a big part in the game too, didn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, that's what our offense does. They just run that ball and they run that clock that entire time. I was sitting there the first quarter. We had like two drives on defense, and I look up at the clock and it was in the first quarter already. I was like, what's going on? I was baffled. It just went by so fast, and then the third quarter kind of drug on a little bit. But, yeah, that's kind of what our offense does. It takes their time and drives the ball all the way down the field the way they do.
Gives the defense a little break in the sideline to get those slow, methodical drives. That defense can just rest up a little bit more.
Oh, without a doubt, especially. Our big thing was we had to go into that game thinking, just not thinking about the altitude and how that could potentially be a factor in our game. Just because it is so different from playing down here, playing all the way up those mountains, and so we had to have that mindset that it wasn't going to affect us. But we looked at each other's eyes just after even kind of the warm ups. You kind of tell guys were breathing a little heavier, and it was definitely going to have an effect in the game a little bit.
Now you had to get that win against Northwestern State. Or Northeastern, biggest part in state, Northeastern State. You had to win that in the regular season finale just to get in, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. That was kind of like the final deciding factor. If we didn't win that, we definitely probably wouldn't have made it in. It was a big win, too. So getting that big win against them, I think, kind of solidified our spot. And when we were watching the selection show, we kind of getting a little nervous because the region we were supposed to be in, they had Washburn in there. And we weren't in that region, so we kind of thought we didn't kind of get chipped out of the whole thing. But we ended up being that very last team in the selection show, so we're just lucky to be where we are.
You guys were sweating bullets till the end, weren't you?
Oh, without a doubt.
Well, you're getting ready now to, you know, take on the second seed, Angelo State out of Texas, another road trip, and I'm sure the film preparation has already started, hasn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. Our coaches go to work right away, literally, probably right when they get back. You can tell they hardly get any sleep because when you go in and check in Monday morning, they have coffee in their hands nearly all the time. They look tired, but they're just grinding through it and getting ready to get us prepared.
Now, I see where they beat, early in the season, Shadron State, only beat them 28-24. It wasn't a big-time blowout.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, they could definitely should. They've shown that they can be competed with. They've taken two losses on the season. But with that, they're a really good team. In their last, I want to say, probably six games of the season, they're beaten all the teams they've played by over 30 points. So, you know, they're nobody to mess around with, and it's going to be just as hard of a game as the last one was.
So what's their bread and butter, what you know of right now, running the ball, passing, or a little balanced offense?
They're actually really very balanced from my scout. What I've seen is, like, I literally took four games and they were literally 50-50 run pass. So they're pretty balanced. They're going to pound that ball, and then their QB is a pretty good athlete. They'll run it with him occasionally, but he's also got a really good arm on him. So kind of compare him to Northwest. They're going to be the upper level team, and it's going to be a good game.
But you guys got to feel like, hey, they got a pretty good quarterback. You guys got a pretty good quarterback too.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we know that TJ and the offense are going to go out there and compete with anybody. So yeah.
Well, that means Thanksgiving, the big time feast with probably family's going to have to wait. I take it the team's probably, Coach Lynn's going to cook up a feast someplace, isn't he?
Yep, that's the plan. They're planning to send some of the young guys home. We don't travel. We're going to practice early Thursday, so that way they can get home and potentially go home and eat with their families. But for the guys who are traveling, they're planning on having a big old feast as a team, and that's usually kind of what I've been used to. With the last couple of years I was at Nebraska and Colorado State, like, usually if you're a college or Division I or just college football player, this time of year you usually don't get to spend Thanksgiving with your family. And so I'm kind of used to it, but the same thing is I get to be around with all my good buddies and we get to have that feast together.
So when do you leave? Do you leave sometime Thursday or Friday? When do you make that trip down there?
I think we get to fly out Friday morning. So,
well, that'd be good. I mean, instead of taking a long bus ride, back to back trips on 600-mile trips on a bus, it wouldn't be fun, would it?
It would have been a struggle. I mean, that's for sure. You can definitely tell dudes were kind of getting antsy on the way home on the bus. But no, Coach Lynn was even messed with us a little bit yesterday at meetings. He's like, yeah, he goes, I want to break our routine at all, so I think we're just going to bus all the way down there. And everyone was like, really?
would have it been a longer trip down to Texas than it would have been to Western Colorado?
I think so. I think it's 700 miles, I think. I don't know. Yeah. It kind of also depends because we're not going to be driving through as many mountains and everything, but time-wise, probably would have been close, but distance was definitely a little further.